Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
We got some entertainment news to dive into first. A little bit later, we're going to get into the women using the Barbie test to screen
the
potential
Barbie
mates.
Test. Okay.
Yes, the Barbie test. That is coming up a little bit later. Got a That Ain't Right story or two for the ages, really. Got some good. I got the moment when 12 people realized they were dating a dummy.
Ooh.
I got that one coming up in our That Ain't Right stories, Melissa. It's a doozy. It's a doozy. There's some big ones there. Along with some local good stories of the day we will touch on, and of course, some great things we got going on here at Civic Media.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about all of that coming up. But entertainment-wise, let's dive into this one, Melissa. And I've been itching to talk about this.
Okay.
So yesterday on Playmakers, join us every Monday, 3 to 4 Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, our live call-in sports talk show, where we had a bunch of fun with the audience talking about this and other things yesterday. But it's an interesting story. Michael Orr, the retired NFL player whose life story was depicted in The Blind Side, is suing the family that took him in, claiming they used him.
What?
Orr claims he recently found out that Sean and Leah and Tohei never adopted him, like they claimed they did. Instead, they tricked him into signing documents, making him making them his conservators. As his conservators, Orr claims they deprived him of the rights to his name, image, and likeness. Very similar to what has been happening to college athletes forever.
Okay.
The conservatorship gave them the authority to handle all his financial and legal affairs. If they'd adopted him, he would have retained those rights.
Ah.
They also made millions off of the movie along with their two kids, while Orr claims he got nothing.
Huh.
Orr wants the court to terminate the conservatorship and force the Tohei's to forfeit all the money they made of the rights to the name of his name and story. His lawsuit says, quote, where other parents of Michael's classmates saw Michael simply as a nice kid in need, conservators Sean Tohei and Leanne Tohei saw something else, a gullible young man whose athletic talent could be exploited for their own benefit.
Ooh.
Orr played in the NFL from 2009 to 2016. He actually always hated The Blind Side because it makes him look stupid. Sean Tohei is denying that the family made any money off the movie or that they'd ever try to exploit Michael. He says they remained very close with Michael until about a year and a half ago. Let's be clear. None of us know, unless you were in the room or know these people personally, what happened here. That being said, for a very long time, long before this movie even came out, watching Michael as a college player, hearing his story from Mel Kiper and others, I follow the draft insanely, Melissa, and college football insanely. This story never felt right. Do you remember, Melissa, Manti Te'o, Notre Dame linebacker?
No.
Some years back? I didn't think so, but his story was really big because Manti had this girlfriend who was in need, and there was a big scare about her, and it kind of got on social media and kind of got into the lexicon a little bit where even announcers were talking about it during Notre Dame games. And then it turned out that he was actually ghosted, and this girl was not even real. And it not only did he have to go through that personally, but he went through that like as he was running for the Heisman Trophy and stuff. It was a big story, but something about the story never felt right. And then when we got the truth about it, it kind of seemed clear. This story feels like that. It felt like a wannabe movie from the beginning, and then it got turned into a movie. and like a lot of Hollywood movies, things get romanticized.
Right.
And I think most of us watched that movie thinking that, okay, well, this isn't how it actually happened. Sandra Bullock didn't walk onto the practice field and everything and defend her boy or something like that. That didn't, in real life, maybe in the movie it happened, but in real life didn't happen. And there is a lot of evidence for this. Michael coming forward with this, He's not doing this in major part because of the money. He doesn't want this to happen to other young men. He doesn't want this to young people. He doesn't want it to happen to anybody, especially with the NIL licensing happening right now, where athletes actually have a chance to make a dollar off of their name for once. This story ain't going away, though. And it's such an ugly story. No matter what comes of this, nobody's going to be leaving that story feeling good like they did with the movie.
No, because, I mean, it's exploiting someone for financial gain, if that's what happened.
It does also, one other thing, and this is not the most important part of this story by any means, but how dare you begrudge the name of Sandra Bullock? How dare you? Whoever did the bad in this story, how dare you? Sandra Bullock is one of those people that, when's the last time anybody said, you know, that Sandra Bullock, I don't get along with her. She's really hard to work with. Everybody likes Sandra Bullock. And she's one of these people like Susan Lucci, like others, like people were always rooting for her to win an award. She wins an Oscar for this. And now this is a black eye on it. I hope if you enjoy the movie, you can just look at it as a movie. Strip away for the true story part and all that and just watch it as a movie.
Half of that stuff is that way anyway. You know, I mean, these historically based shows and movies, much of it is actually historically based? Well, maybe bits and pieces here and there.
Never let the truth get
with a grain of salt.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story, as they like to say.
If they led him to believe that he was adopted and he wasn't, that in itself says something.
That's the biggest part of the story to me. Honestly, even bigger than the money. I don't take the money part lightly or anything like that.
No. But
I've had friends who are adopted. I've known people in that situation, and I can't imagine what it feels like, but I know how good they felt. A friend of mine got adopted at 17, and she still talks about it, you know? I can't imagine. Literally can't imagine what that is like to do something like that to somebody. I mean, there's no, throwing them away and locking them up. There's no amount of years that can equal that. I don't know, but I know we're going to be following that story.
Yeah.
Margaret Robbie is going to make some money off of Barbie.
As she should.
So Amy Schumer was actually herself going to be making a version of this Barbie. The Barbie movie that happened and everything, Amy Schumer was actually in line to do a very similar version of this. Didn't end up happening. Margaret Robbie kind of ended up taking over the idea and working with the script writers and that, and it became a lot more of her vision along with Greta Gerwig, the director, and that.
Mm-hmm.
But man, you talk about dropping the ball or these opportunities. Like Matt Damon still talks about turning down a Marvel role that he would still be making millions off of. It's been a gold mine for Margaret Robbie. Sources say that with salary and box office bonuses, Margaret is going to bank around $50 million off of this movie.
Ooh, wow.
Because she didn't just star in it. She's also a producer. She had a seat at the table, which I encourage actors all around the world to do. Get your seat at that table. That's the big one. Forget about putting my name on top of the title or a dressing room or special privileges or just green M&Ms in my dressing room or anything. I want EP. I want to be a producer. I want a seat at that table. That's longevity. That's how you keep your career going. And Margaret Robbie knows that. Greta Gerwig should also make bank on this for directing and co-writing Barbie, which was already generated $1.18 billion.
Wow!
And it's not. I mean, it's still worldwide. It is still the main screen at a lot of your local movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive for a movie that a lot of people were comparing to when it was being in production, talking about the movie Battleship that was based on the board game Battleship that did horrible. That's what people expected with this. They thought, well, maybe if they're fortunate, they'll make $20 million off of this film.
This is going to be more like Clue.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to compare it to a board game movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I love that movie. I love that movie. They're remaking Clue with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, really?
There's a bunch of actors that are already signed on that are the names that basically you want to be associated with that movie. Like, it looks... I'm not big on remakes, but you had me at Ryan Reynolds. And there's Will Arnett, and I think some others that are a part of it, too. Bruce Springsteen is good, but is he like Taylor Swift good? The fine folks in Philadelphia don't seem to think so. Bruce has two shows this week at Citizens Bank Park, and tomorrow night and one Friday. Tickets are going for as little as $899 on the resale market. And check this out. Most expensive seats are only for like $435.
Yikes. That's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money until you compare it to Taylor Swift tickets. When Taylor played her sold-out shows at the much larger Lincoln Financial Field, the cheapest tickets all the way up in the nosebleeds were $1,454 a piece.
What?
A piece.
Who can afford that?
Meaning that Taylor's cheapest ticket was more than three times the price of the boss's.
Whoa.
I cannot wrap my brain around ticket sale prices. And what you just said there, Melissa, how is it that Taylor Swift is going out there and there's not like five people in the audience? And one of them's Jeff Bezos. Like, who literally can afford these? Please, 424-2600.
Have you been to a Taylor Swift concert? Yeah, please.
I'd love to meet and talk to at least one person that was somehow like mortgaged their house so that they could get their kid to go see Taylor Swift. And look, I'm done apologizing. I'm done like acting like we have to be afraid of certain like fan armies or anything. I don't get it. I'm going to be completely real. I do not get it. I don't care. Swifties, Swift Army, whatever you call yourselves, you want to come at me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can find me all over social media. I don't see this. I'm trying. I'm trying really hard. I'm not saying that I don't understand that she is talented. I understand that she's got some skills. But $1,000 ticket? Like that kind of skill? I don't know if I would pay that to see Sammy Davis Jr. I don't know. And that's one of the most talented human beings that has ever walked under the sun. I don't get it. I will say this. She has done a masterful job of cornering two markets. The teenager market that there always will be. Every generation, every time she comes out with a new album, it's directed at teenagers.
Well, even and she's brought all of her grows. Fans with her. Yeah.
Yeah. With that. And she creates new ones with the teenage market. And then single moms. She's not just single moms, but moms or stay-at-home moms or a lot of that. That is another big... And this isn't me saying this. This is Rolling Stone, Billboard Magazine, Spin Magazine, or Spin.com, that are saying this, that are giving you the details, and they're stripping down her album sales and where they're going and that. And not at all, like, talking down about her. No. Well done, Taylor. Incredible.
Well,
yeah. You can
go
teach
with what works.
Yeah, but I don't get it.
Obviously, it's working for her.
If this was Alison Krauss, then I'd get it. I'd understand a little bit. I'd be like, well, yeah, she's one of the most talented human beings I've ever heard in my life. She does songs that aren't just about breaking up, and things. I get that. This, I don't know. I don't know. But
I think part of it is about priorities, James. I mean, I guess my priorities don't involve going to concerts, period.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
even. I don't think I've ever spent money on a concert ticket.
Mm.
I mean, aside of like, going to the Fort McCoy show in the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe I worked the beer tent, so I didn't even have to pay to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year I watched it from the switchboard operator window and I was working. but no, I don't think I've ever actually paid for a concert ticket because it's just not my priority.
But you, so for you, because I know we've talked about this, you like live music. It's not so much about the act as it is, hey, this bar has the live music. You happen to be at that bar. That's cool.
But now $1,000 for a ticket to fly somewhere? Heck yeah, I'd drop that kind of money for a plane ticket.
Yeah, that's different. I get you there, yeah. Well, let's say Milwaukee, Madison, any of our great cities that is hosting an event. Who would you pay $1,000 to see? 424-2600. Yep. Wow. I'm not even going as high as her tickets are, $1,400 and some dollars or whatever. I'm just saying a grand. What would you spend a G on? Who would you spend a G on to see 424-2600? Melissa, you and I can answer this a little bit later. You can think about it if you want. If you got your answer, that's fine.
You know what? I can't even think of anybody.
I got nothing.
If it included, like a backstage pass and a meal with the entertainer, then maybe. Mm-hmm. Like if I could go backstage and hang out with Tommy Emmanuel and, you know, after the concert, go out, have dinner with him, that I'd pay $1,000 for.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
Right.
Now we're talking.
But just to get a seat in the stadium?
And not even just a seat, a nosebleed seat. She's a blurry dot to you. You can't even barely hear her, and she's a blurry dot. I mean, what are you getting for that? You get a better visual, you know, watching one of her music videos or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe we need to talk to, like, Beatles fans.
Yeah, well, it's funny you said that, because my father went to extremes to see the Beatles.
He's the first thing
I thought of with this article. Now he didn't pay $1,000 to see the Beatles, but that's his favorite band of all time, and he went through quite a bit.
You know, with the inflation since then.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you wonder. I understand, but I also get that I don't get it. I also understand,
because I don't get the hysteria over the Beatles and the time. I don't get that either.
Yeah. And I get that I'm not a Swiftie. I get that she's doing just fine, not reaching me, and I'm not really her audience anyway. Oh, I get that. I don't get it. I'm not one of those music snobs that's trying to tell people what to listen to or anything like that. But I am also a little tired of people getting on the air or TV or anything and being afraid to talk ill of her or something like that. Like, get over yourself. Come on.
She's human, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, if you can't take a joke, if you can't take a little bit of critiquing or anything like that, then I wonder more about you and who you are as a human being. I'm not saying she's like that, but her fan base seems to be that way. Mm-hmm. She seems to be able to take things in stride, which I could do too if I had a private island. She's got a private
place to
island.
Escape to.
She's
well,
got a
you know, I mean, why not? If you could afford it, James, wouldn't you have a private island?
No. Not in a second, but that's easy for me to say, because I've never been in that situation where I have even a quarter of what she has in the bank account. So it's not really fair for me to say. I could say right here and now I wouldn't, but talk to me once I got that bank account, I don't know.
Yeah. I would. I would.
I don't blame you. I'd come visit. 71-year-old Golden Bachelor Gary Turner is not messing around.
Ooh.
When his season gets underway, there will be overnight dates. Gary appeared on The Bachelorette's Men Tell All special last night, and he said, quote, "That's a long way down the journey. That's a long way. And I think there's a lot of steps that I need to find a potential partner." But he's not saying that this is impossible, that this might not happen. I don't know necessarily what that means, because I don't know the show. But I'm guessing. Wow. I think I have a pretty good idea of what an overnight stay means. I'm an adult with children.
That's pretty obvious.
I feel like I know.
But have you seen pictures of this guy? He does not look 71.
I gotta take a look.
Yeah, you gotta. I'd peg him in his probably late 50s.
Get out! No way. Seven. No way. Oh,
no.
Come on.
It's not realistic.
He looks younger than me.
71-year-old grandpa from Indiana. I mean,
I'm treating this guy like they do little league ball. Like I want to know. I want to see his birth certificate. I want to know that guy's actually his age. I don't know about that.
Retired restaurateur with many hobbies.
Got a call coming in, Melissa.
All right.
Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
You.
Well, I was doing good until you had to talk about Taylor Swift.
Oh, give us your thoughts.
Yes.
Well, I just want to just vomit in my mouth when I hear her. I don't know. She rubbed me the wrong way when she started in country music, and then this whole Swiftie. My girlfriend's daughter is a diehard Swiftie, and
okay.
She went to Chicago for the concert and all that.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, And she's getting married just next fall, next year. And I've already said that I'm going to pay the DJ money, pay him off to not play any Taylor Swift at all.
How much money are you willing to drop, though, man?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
yeah. I'm thinking about quite a bit because it's incredible.
I got a
quick... know James. I know one thing. If you did have her money, though, yeah. I know one thing that James would do. He would buy the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Bears.
Yes, yes, in a heartbeat. Forget about an island. Yeah, yeah. Forget about an island. Yeah, yeah.
Just want to hang out with the players.
Yep. Yep, that sounds like a lot better to me, actually. And I'll be able to make money off of that. I couldn't make money off an island. I can make money off of this. I can make money off of those teams. That's a great one. Thank you, sir. Always good talking to you.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too. You too.
What happened to her country twang? Like, when she was doing country music, she had a twang, and now it's gone. Like, what happened to that? You don't hear it in an interview. You never heard it in interviews. But when she was strictly a country artist, doing the Grand Ole Opry and all that, you go ahead and listen to her music. She's got a twang in her voice. And all of a sudden, that's gone now as a pop star. I think that's interesting, too.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that, but...
Mm-hmm. It seems... I don't see a lot of artists. I didn't hear Carrie Underwood doing that. You know, there's plenty of artists that go from country to pop or vice versa, and you don't really hear them changing their voice. It's just interesting to me. We will take a break. We'll come back. Oh, my God, my emails just blew up. I wonder why. Ooh. I wonder what could be. No. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, and a caller. Let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. What's on your mind? Good morning, caller. You there? Let's try this again. Good morning, caller. You there? Oh, call back, 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. I did want to touch on a couple of fun things in the area as we get ready for Melissa's news here. Oh, there we go. There's that caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, are we still talking about concert ticket prices? Because I have opinions.
Ooh, okay. All right. What you got?
So I did a little research before I called because I can't stop myself. The only thing I would pay that kind of price for is it's already sold out for this year. It's only happened 3 years so far, but Coheed and Cambria hosted a cruise.
Ooh.
And they had like a bunch of other bands on the cruise. It was essentially just a floating festival that landed in the Bahamas, had another show there, and then floated back, right? That I would spend that kind of money on, period.
So a cruise, it's not just about the band. It's about the experience and being out and in that environment.
Exactly. Mm.
See, this sounds like a combination.
One band.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like a combination of what I said. Ticket to somewhere with music. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and I did look at the pricing list just to, like, the average, I would say, is like $950 for a ticket for a Coheed cruise. Mm. So
not even that bad.
That's a fair comp in that you're seeing four bands and you're getting a cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, and that includes, like, your room and all of the amenities.
It's a lot. You're getting a little more bang for the buck that way.
I'd say so.
Yeah. And if we're being honest, the music's better.
Well, there's that, too.
There is that. Thank you for the call. Good to talk to you. 424-2600. Keep the conversation going, everybody. We'd love to hear from you about this. And I'm sure that there are some people out there that got some other ideas. We want to hear from you about them.
I wonder if that will catch on, the idea of the cruise and, you know, bands doing cruises.
Well, they're in a similar situation to the movie industry that has been struggling to get people to go to movies, you know, and the sports world. Sports teams are struggling to get people to come to the stadiums, to come to these games and everything. Mm-hmm. People are not going to live events as much as they used to. And that was before the pandemic. The pandemic just spun all of that in a completely weird direction. So you've got people.
So did cruise ships. with the pandemic,
right,
and being negative about that. So I wonder if this is a way to bring both of those things together and bring them back.
Right, because few industries got crushed harder than the cruise industry during the pandemic. So they're trying to make some money back, too. Though you're right, those worlds combined, maybe you bring both industries a little bit of a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Interesting thought.
The city of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming its new dog park.
Yes.
Now until September 1st at noon, you can enter your name at wirapids.org/dogpark, or you can deliver it in person at the Winter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southbrook County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, or Bow Wow Meow, or right here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll take your suggestions and we'll get them right to the mayor.
Call up 424-2600. We'd love to hear them. We've got a couple of great suggestions already. And we have Mayor Blazer in tomorrow. We'll just hand them right off to him. And
there we go.
You know, we'll continue to do this throughout the month of August right up until we get our dog park name.
Mm-hmm, because it's at noon on the 1st, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, noon on the 1st. And, of course, the Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge is going strong. We are calling on all heroes, and we have had a lot of you answer that call. Thank you so much to everybody that has already donated. We've got a great opportunity right here in Rapids today from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School Music Room in Lincoln Street, 311 Lincoln Street. Get there, do a donation before or after. Take a selfie. That's right, we're telling you it's okay to take a selfie. Do that and upload it on your social media with the hashtag #CivicPints.
Yep, and then head over to civicmedia.us/giveblood and fill out the form there to be entered for Brewers tickets, State Fair tickets, to win Civic Media merchandise, because that's a thing now.
It's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I encourage you to do that, everybody. Get in on this challenge, and thank you so much to everybody who already has. And as we're getting ready for Melissa's news, quick note, President Joe Biden is in Milwaukee today. Giving remarks regarding the bipartisan infrastructure investment law, we're going to be covering that. We anticipate his speech being between 1 and 1:30, probably last about 30 minutes.
And so we are going to air that live.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And that's pretty cool that we can do that too, right?
It is. Thank you to Civic Media for that.
Appreciate our family at Civic Media. We'll get to Melissa's news now. We'll come back and we're going to talk about this Barbie test, Melissa. We got that coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, and a caller. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I would like to announce a back-to-school rummage sale at St. Wenceslaus on the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Okay.
St. Wenceslaus, where is that?
At Millidor.
At Millidor. All right, 18th, 19th, Millidor and 20th. Church. All right.
Thank you very much for letting us know about that.
And it goes from 8 to 4 each day.
Excellent.
8 to 4. Okay.
We will send some people your way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Good luck with the sale. 424-2600. Love talking with you, everybody. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. So this is interesting. A lot of things are coming with the Barbie movie. A lot of different conversations are being had. Certainly a lot of money being made. careers blowing up. Well, this is an interesting one. Sorry, guys, but this Barbie thing, it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. Women are using it to screen your fitness as a potential mate.
How?
Don't be surprised if an intended thing goes this direction. So here's the deal, according to a TikTok influencer named Nicole. Quote, it's like the new question on a first date or your dating profile. What are your thoughts on the Barbie movie?
Oh, man.
Because if a guy really doesn't want to see it, or he's not open to talking about it, or what's even worse yet, if he's seen it and he thinks it's not a good movie or he doesn't get the point, it's kind of a no-go. Nicole's own boyfriend passed with flying colors. Quote, he dressed in pink. He got all jokes and moving parts. Afterwards, he discussed it with her and talked about it and all this. And wanted to talk about how hard it is to be a woman. So I don't think that there is a bad intent here.
No. It's a little selective, I guess. But if you're a movie buff, that would make sense, though. But if you're asking somebody who isn't really into movies and doesn't like to watch movies, I don't think you could use that as a barometer then.
Well, you know, I was, I've mentioned before, I was raised by a hippie feminist. You know, I learned about women's rights before my own. I feel very strong about those things. And I know that that is a strong thing in the movie. I am a gigantic movie buff. I love movies. It's one of my favorite things in the world, to watch a brand new movie or to dissect a movie and the acting and the editing and all these different things. I don't know if I'm going to see this movie. I genuinely don't. It's not because I have anything against the movie. It's because I don't have a lot of time. And I seriously have like 50 movies on my watch list already.
This one just doesn't make it on the list.
It's on the list, but it's at 51. I don't know when I'm going to get to it.
Gotcha.
I feel like, you know, it'd be great. It would be awesome if, like, you know, speed dating. You ask the perfect question and you find out this person works or this person doesn't work or et cetera, et cetera. People are way too dang complicated for that. People are just way too complicated for that. I could see this as being a barometer and seeing, okay, well, I wasn't too big on that answer. Let's see where this goes. And you're a little hesitant. But I mean, to end things just right there and then, man, it is way. You know who's doing this? 20-year-olds. 20-year-olds.
Or people who feel very strongly about the things presented in the movie.
And 20-year-olds. Because anybody older than over 30 gets how hard it is dating. Gets how hard, like, understands that, you know what? You start out with these great intentions and these good ideas, and nobody should settle in life. But as you get older, you realize, you know, the fact that they make a noise when they chew, it's not actually that bad. It's not really that big of a deal breaker.
Like, hey, but you have to admit, James, there are some things that are hard and fast rules.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, there are some things that, well, if this is how you feel about this subject, then no, we're not compatible. And I'm going to, you know, not sorry, but I'm not going to waste time. Move on.
As a guy, if I'm talking to a girl and she don't care about women's rights, it bothers me. So I can't even imagine if you're a woman and you're trying to date a guy and he don't care about women's rights. I imagine that is a pretty big red flag. I get that. That I get. But why not just ask that then? Why not just go ahead and just be
why
blunt?
Why make it about the movie?
Yeah. This person could have loved the Barbie movie because they love looking at Margot Robbie and give a darn less about, you know, women's rights
the subject
or anything
matter.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. I feel like just ask the specific question. I can't stand head games. I think one of the biggest wastes of time in a human existence is playing head games. And this feels a little like that to me.
Well, and that is something that is a big difference between men and women, and something that I've heard men's voice very often. Like, if you want to know something, just ask me. Don't you know, pussyfoot around the question here. Mm-hmm. Just say it outright. Yeah. Or just tell me how it is, because I'm not going to pick it up if you just try to drop hints. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I don't mean to, like, to put this on women, because there's enough on your guys' plate already. But if you haven't realized by now that men just don't get it, like, we need things pounded through our thick skulls sometimes. And some of those things that should not be on you guys, that should not be, the onus shouldn't be on you. Men should be better about listening and paying attention to these things. But that being said, we got work to do. You know, we need to meet each other halfway on this a little bit, I think, to get to that point.
Well, and it's good that you admit that, James, because there are, you know, the two different ways of going about something. And sometimes a woman just doesn't want to say, I want this for my birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want you to know what I want for my birthday.
I don't think that's
And it doesn't have to be the exact thing.
No.
But you should have an idea, a general idea of what I like.
If you're listening and paying attention to your partner, absolutely. I don't think that is asking a lot at all. I think that is almost the bare minimum. And that's that that speaks to a little bit of what we're talking about here, too, about how hard it is to find somebody. But that being said,
can somebody tell my boyfriend to buy me tickets to go see My Fair Lady in Wausau when they're here next year?
Nice.
Because I really want to go see that, and I would love it if he surprised me with tickets. That would be the coolest thing ever.
Nicely done, Melissa. Nicely done. Oh, that was good. That was good. We're going to break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Back, streets back,
Dear God.
I'm very impressed, James.
I did let it play.
You let it play, and you didn't fire Seth today.
Nope, nope. It's not about me. It's about the audience. It's not about me.
Seth, you keep your job for another day.
Barely. Let's get into our feature, That Ain't Right story, Melissa. We'll wrap up the day with some local good stories of the day, but this is an interesting one. You can probably think of several facepalm moments with your significant other or somebody you've dated in the past where it took them a little too long to realize something obvious. And they can probably think of some of you, too.
Mm-hmm.
This goes both ways, people. This goes both ways. So keep that in mind as we're having some fun with this one.
Okay.
You may be laughing at something like this, but there's somebody laughing at you as well. And that's okay. That's all right. We can all take a joke, right? Everybody can laugh at themselves.
Yeah, we hope so.
You'd hope, yeah. There are special next level situations when people online say that they realize they are dating somebody who may not be on, you know, the genius.
The brightest bulb in the box.
Might not be a Mensa member.
Okay.
Quote, I told a guy I was dating, he needed more humility. And he literally responded with, why would I want to be humiliated? No, that's rough. That is rough.
Yeah.
My ex-husband pronounced ATM like Adam.
Hey, that one I don't think is dumb.
That's
just a choice.
Yeah. I don't blame that guy. I don't blame that guy too much.
Not a bit.
Quote, she thought that rust was one of the chemical elements, you know, like oxygen, neon, silver, uranium. Rust, yeah. Where's rust on the periodic table? Where's
Well, you know, I'm not all that great. I never took chemistry in school. I took physics instead, which was dumb because I thought there would be less math. I was wrong. But I don't know the periodic table. But I didn't think rust was one of them.
Mm. This next one I could have been guilty for. Quote, he thought my portobello mushrooms weren't cooked through because they were white on the inside.
Well, sometimes they're a replacement for meat. They don't cook like meat.
Yeah. that's something I won't speak for other guys. Just in the men in my house and everything, we're so used to cooking meats that I could see that kind of thing.
Or hey, other thought. Mm-hmm. He's a stuck up know-it-all chef who thinks he knows everything there is to know about cooking.
Yeah, a little backseat.
Maybe speaking from experience there.
Yeah, probably. I could feel that. Backseat driving's bad enough. Backseat cooking, the worst.
Yeah, and you know what? If you don't like it, hey, why don't you cook?
Yeah. Either get out of my kitchen or get in here and make something yourself.
Or you can have cereal for supper. How's that sound?
This next, yeah, that's a good one. Quote, she was a 40-something-year-old woman and asked, quote, is duck an animal? Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's rough.
Yeah.
This next one is kind of kitty to that one. Quote, my ex asked me, what kind of animal is Mickey Mouse? Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Oh.
Well, I mean, he's life size, so that, you know, is he a rat or is he a mouse?
I guess.
You are
very kind about these.
Yeah, but there's also a whole scene in Outlander, the books, not the movies. I haven't watched the show, but there's a whole thing where you know, 17th century Jamie is wondering, is it a giant rat named Michael? Because, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that. Let's see. He didn't know what color red and yellow make when mixed together. Well, that one I don't blame too much.
No, and is he maybe colorblind?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. I don't think that stuff is as common knowledge as some people think.
Well, especially if you're not into any kind of art or you don't paint or you don't, you know, I'm not going to blame that one.
It makes orange, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I only know that because I love the color orange. I don't think I would know that otherwise. I don't know. In my brain, it doesn't have, I take this color and I make this color. I learned that from kids. Like, I'll be completely honest about that. If that makes me a numbskull, well, keep on listening, everybody. There's plenty more where that came from.
Well, because you learn colors at such a young age, and then you don't really revisit them again unless you're going into, you know, a specific, like, art or, you know, home design or become a painter or something like that.
Quote, I had to teach my ex how to locate a book in the library. We were both college graduates.
Oh, yeah, that one's bad.
Yeah.
You don't get a pass for that one, college grad.
My ex didn't know what order the months go in. I asked him to learn, and he got mad and said, no, that isn't something I'm interested in.
What?
Wow.
How do you not know the...
I almost months? Pushed back on that one. I almost feel like you. I mean, what did you? Maybe he was homeschooled and he didn't learn the month song. I don't know.
No, I
don't know how that's even humanly possible. Same thing for this one.
That's willful ignorance.
It's got it. Like that's a good terminology for it. Yes, I feel like it is. My ex asked me, "Quote, where does the sun go at night?" Same thing. Like you just willfully do not want to understand the way the world works.
Sun go at night. It goes to bed.
Yeah.
It goes to bed, just like we do.
I like this next one. I had a, quote, I had a partner who stacked cups when putting them in the dishwasher.
Oh.
Now,
to be fair, I had a learning curve when it came to figuring out a dishwasher, so I'm not going to be too judgmental, but I kind of understand that you can't get clean if you stack them together.
I've used a dishwasher like three, maybe four times in my life, and I feel like I knew that one. But there's other stuff on this list that I could have been guilty of. So I'm not picking on anybody here. This last one is a doozy. Quote,
okay.
I dated a girl in high school, and we were at the mall one day looking at the mall directory. She asked me how the map knew where we were standing. You know, the star on the map that says you are here. Quote, I explained that the map was where we were standing and we are reading it. But after 10 minutes of trying to explain it, she still didn't get it.
Whoa. Now, if it was like an electronic map and the dot moved.
yeah.
Maybe that would be a little bit more of an actual question, but it's on paper. It's pretty permanently there.
It feels
not moving around.
Feels pretty self-explanatory. Feels.
And you know what? Every map we find, it's going to tell us where we are.
That's so cool. So cool. How did they do that?
It's the most amazing thing.
How did they do that? We need a palate cleanser. We got to get some good stories of the day. A couple of good stories of the day is certainly our lineup today. We got some good stuff lined up for you. A little bit later at 3 o'clock during Midday Magazine, we have Reverend Beth Habhacker in with us, and we're going to talk about the community book sale going on.
Awesome. Books.
Yeah, we get to talk books. We get to talk to Beth. It's going to be a fun hour. Half an hour. It's going to be a fun half an hour. Going to be a fun hour because after that, we're talking with our good friend Terry Johns, CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties.
Aw, Terry.
Plenty to talk about with Terry and the United Way. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. A little bit later on this here station at 7:05, the first Luke Fickell Show.
Hey.
With head coach of your Wisconsin Badgers football team going to be joining us and going to be a fun talk because that man knows how to talk. He's a good talker. it's going to be interesting to be hearing from him and just seeing the direction that UW football is going. It is, in our lifetimes, Melissa, I believe that this is genuinely the most exciting time to be a Badger fan.
Okay, I'll try to get some enthusiasm drummed up.
That football team is more exciting and different than it has been in a very long time, and you never know until they play the games how it's going to go, but man, it's an exciting time. Exciting stuff going on locally here, too. We've got some important things happening. One, managing caregiver stress. Providing care for a loved one can be rewarding, but caregivers can also experience stress, guilt, and frustration. We encourage you to take in the ADRC, Aging and Disability Resource Center's one-hour session going on today. In the Antigo, Marshfield, and Wausau area, it'll be at their ADRC offices, kicking off at just about 5 minutes from 10 to 11. And in Merrill and Wisconsin Rapids, they're going to do this from 2 to 3. Both programs will be offered virtually as well. So if you'd like to find out more, you can go to their website, adrc-cw.org, or give them a call at 888-486-9545.
And I want to mention, too, there's a parent and caregiver series at the Marshfield Library tonight at 6, talking about how to keep kids safe on the Internet. So that is another good opportunity to go down and find out some good information from the Marshfield Police Department.
Yeah. Get it right from the source. Go check that out, everybody. We have been championing and talking about the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge going on. And yes, we have a spot today right there for you over at East Junior High School Music Room at 311 mm-hmm. Lincoln Street.
Enter from the Lincoln Street side.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Melissa. It's going out from 10 to 3 today. Go head on over there. You can make an appointment if you'd like. You could do that by calling 866-566-5900. But either way, make an appointment or not, show up, take your selfie, put it on your social media with the hashtag Civic Pints, and be a hero.
Yeah, and then head over to civicmedia.us/giveblood and fill out the entry form there to get entered into win prizes, Brewers tickets, State Fair tickets, Civic Media gear. They got shirts, they got water bottles, they got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We're going to have the Truth booth down there. We encourage you to stop by, say hi, and mm-hmm. mention that you heard about us, heard about this at WFHR, and the first 10 people will get a shirt.
Yeah, so I will be there the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, but I know what's going on through the 26th.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's so good to be back out there and hanging out with you guys and the best listeners in radio. We appreciate mm-hmm. it. A Japanese athlete broke her own Guinness World Record by participating in a cross-country skiing 2023 Masters World Cup in Austria at the age of 88.
Oh, wow.
Ketsumi Sayaka was first named the world's oldest competitive cross-country skier female when she competed in last year's Japanese Masters Championship at 87. She has now surpassed her own record.
Oh, you go, girl.
That's awesome. That is pretty cool.
Impressive.
And speaking of age, it is never too late to be an innovator. A study found people who start business later in life, when they're like 40 to 50 or so on, are more likely to, quote, bring radical innovations to the market than young entrepreneurs are.
Interesting. Maybe just with having more life experience?
Yes. Yes. I think that that's a key part of this. I think, too, that the excitement of young age and the excitement of old age are two very different things. Mm-hmm. When you get excited about things when you're young, you are quick to jump and do them without maybe, you know, a plan.
The thought process behind, okay, what happens if I do this?
Mm-hmm. I don't think that fades and goes away when you're older. I think you just become a little more calculated, a little better at planning, possibly.
A little more common sense, maybe.
Yeah, but I think that energy stays, and it's very encouraging. I think that's pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
And a police officer near Bakersfield, California, named Adam Calderon, responded to a house on house fire on July 10th, found a dog chained up outside and refused to leave without him. The chest cam footage is pretty intense. At one point, he started apologizing to the dog, and it seemed like he might not have to give up. But after about 5 minutes, he managed to snap the chain with a pair of gardening shears, and he found just at the last second.
Oh, man.
That man is a superhero, Adam.
That's
you
intense.
You are a superhero, Adam. We love you. Thank you, Adam. Oof. Appreciate you. And appreciate all of you. Thanks so much for listening. Mel, great show.
Yeah, you too, James.
Be sure to be listening to our programs here at WFHR between 1 and 1:30 today. We'll have President Biden's speech right here at WFHR. Right. Have a great day, everybody. Stick around. Got good stuff coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.